Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We're back with Colin in just a moment. Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture. And what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up. And then, if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormer concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater weaning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative. We continue coverage from the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting in Kansas City, where we caught up with Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, in our nation's capital. And what else do you talk about this week? We talked about the impact of the general election outcome on the cattle industry.
You know, my first thought is just still one of shock, Ron, because I was not expecting this. I did not think that Trump was going to be able to pull it off, but lo and behold, he did. And so not only did he pull off the presidential election, but I do believe his strong showing is what saved the Senate for the Republicans. So as we go into 2017 and we look at all of our priorities, all the issues we've worked on for many years now, I do believe that we're probably in a much better position than we have been. Because when you look at things such as Waters of the United States, for example, President-elect Trump has made it very clear that he wants to get rid of it. And so we're excited about that prospect to be able to take one of these major rules and regulations off of the table. But in the meantime, though, we are still looking at trying to finish up this year. There's a lot of unfinished business, including passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And even though we've got a lot of work yet to do, it's our number one priority.
How does Congress really take that on, given this vote? In other words, it seems like very clearly Mr. Trump obviously against it, and very strong vote there. They've just wrapped up. Do they really touch it?
It's going to take a little intestinal fortitude, but they can do it and they should do it. And the reason why is pretty simple. Every day we don't have TPP, the U.S. cattle industry is losing $400,000. And we've been doing that since the first of the year, and we'll do so throughout 2016. In 2017, that figure will increase. And that is simply the market access we have lost in Japan to the Australians, who have a lower tariff than we do right now. And the only way we can level the playing field on the tariff is to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership. There's a lot of what-if scenarios that you hear about TPP. What we're talking about are true economic consequences today, and that's a $400,000 loss. And in today's cattle market, we cannot, as an industry, take a $400,000 loss today, yesterday, tomorrow, and from here on out.
On WOTUS. What's the reality as far as how he's, you know, he's signaling he wants to get rid of it? How does that really, the mechanics of that work?
You know, this is one area where the Obama's approach to backdoor Waters the United States through their own administrative process actually is going to be beneficial to us for a change, because since he is coming in as president and this was not a congressional action, he can stop it on his own. He doesn't need Congress to act. So I think that is a good situation for us to be in. And even if for some reason he's not able to do it, the fact that he will be naming the next Supreme Court justice also means that we have a much better chance of beating this at the Supreme Court if it ultimately gets to that point.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. From Kansas City, I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.